In different forms, Bancroft's characterization was carried into the next century. Writing in 1934, Alfred L. Kroeber, one of the founders of American anthropology, theorized that the Indians in eastern North America could not develop, could have no history, because their lives consisted of warfare that was insane, unending, continuously attritional. Escaping the cycle of conflict was well-nigh impossible, he believed. The group that tried to shift its values from war to peace was almost certainly doomed to early extinction. Kroeber conceded that Indians took time out from fighting to grow crops, but insisted that agriculture was not basic to life in the East. It was an auxiliary, in a sense a luxury. As a result, 99% or more of what land might have been developed remained virgin. Four decades later, Samuel Eliot Morison, twice a Pulitzer Prize winner, closed his two-volume European Discovery of America with the succinct claim that Indians had created no lasting monuments or institutions. Imprisoned in changeless wilderness, they were pagans expecting short and brutish lives, void of any hope for the future. Native peoples' chief function in history, the British historian Hugh Trevor Roper, Baron Dacre of Glanton, proclaimed in 1965, is to show to the present an image of the past from which by history it has escaped. Textbooks reflected academic beliefs faithfully. In a survey of U.S. history schoolbooks, the writer Francis Fitzgerald concluded that the characterization of Indians had moved, if anything, resolutely backward between the 1840s and the 1940s. Earlier writers thought of Indians as important, though uncivilized, but later books froze them into a formula: lazy, childlike, and cruel. A main textbook of the 1940s devoted only a few paragraphs to Indians, she wrote, of which the last is headed, "The Indians Were Backward." These views, though less common today, continue to appear. The 1987 edition of American History, A Survey, a standard high school textbook by three well-known historians, summed up Indian history thusly: for thousands of centuries, centuries in which human races were evolving, forming communities, and building the beginnings of national civilizations in Africa, Asia, and Europe, the continents we know as the Americas stood empty of mankind and its works. The story of Europeans in the New World, the book informed students, is the story of the creation of a civilization where none existed. It is always easy for those living in the present to feel superior to those who lived in the past. Alfred W. Crosby, a University of Texas historian, noted that many of the researchers who embraced Holmberg's mistake lived in an era when the driving force of events seemed to be great leaders of European descent, and when white societies appeared to be overwhelming non-white societies everywhere. Throughout all of the 19th and much of the 20th century, nationalism was ascendant, and historians identified history with nations rather than with cultures, religions, or ways of life.